Shalom, everybody, and welcome to Hebrew Treasures. We are going to be continuing with the words that we find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And as we begin, let me read to you in Hebrew what Genesis 1, verse 1 says. It is, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Now, considering that we've already discussed the word Bereshit, the word bara, the title Elohim, we're now going to focus on the word et, which is spelled Aleph Tav. The word et, Aleph Tav, in English or in other translations, isn't translated as anything. Actually, in Hebrew, this word is a grammatical word that serves the purpose of being a sign of the direct object. When we see it initially here in Genesis 1, verse 1, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim, et, Aleph Tav, serves as the sign of the direct object, hashamayim, or the heavens. And so the word et in Hebrew, grammatically speaking anyway, serves as a word that points to something. Now that's interesting because we understand that even though this is what it means on the surface, there's probably and most likely a deeper meaning to it. And the word et is a word that is derived from the word ot, which is Aleph Vav Tav. Aleph Vav Tav, Ot. And this word Ot is defined as being a sign, a token, a monument. It is something that is intended to point to something or to bring attention to something. It has a distinguishing mark. And so the whole concept about the word Aleph Tav or Ed is it is intended to draw our attention to it. It's intended to stand out and to point to something. The rabbinical interpretation of this word et goes on to say that it's believed that the word et serves as evidence that it was the word of God that created the heavens and the earth. Because in Judaism, it's believed that when God spoke the heavens and the earth into existence, that he spoke in the pure Hebrew language. One rabbinic source puts it this way as it relates to the word et. It says, it is known that the letters of the Aleph Beit were created first of all, and thereafter, by use of the letters, the Holy One created all the worlds. This is the hidden meaning of the first phrase in the Torah, in the beginning God created et, or Aleph Tav. That is, God's first act was to create the letters from Aleph to Tav. So the rabbinic interpretation believes that God's word, that is from Aleph to Tav, existed before the world and that it was his word from Aleph to Tav that created the world. And so if he spoke in Hebrew, then he would have spoke in the Hebrew letters from Aleph to Tav. It would be like us saying something is A to Z. Well, Aleph to Tav is to incorporate all the Hebrew language, that which God is believed to have used when he spoke the worlds into existence. And so consequently, what we have here is that the Aleph and Tav comes to represent the word of God. So that's of interest to us because when Yeshua appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in the book of Revelation, we are told that he said, I am the Alpha and Omega. However, I'm of the opinion that a Jewish rabbi probably will not speak to another Jew in Greek, and so consequently he wouldn't say the Greek Alpha or the Greek Omega, but he probably spoke to him in Hebrew. And so then, instead of saying I'm the Alpha and Omega, Yeshua would have said this, I am the Aleph and Tav, the first and the last. For Yeshua to tell John this, I believe, would have made a very big impression upon John because, of course, he's Jewish, he speaks Hebrew, he knows what the Torah says, and I believe he would have immediately, in his mind, gone to the very first verse of Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, or Bereshit bara Elohim et, Aleph Tav. He would have understood that the Aleph and Tav, in the very beginning of Scripture, was indicative of the Word of God. And here he hears Yeshua tell him, I am the Aleph and Tav. I am that Word that is to call attention to itself. It's to point to something greater. And the Aleph Tav, of course, representing the Word of God. And so in essence, what Yeshua was telling John is, I'm the Word of God. I'm the one who is in the beginning. And so I believe consequently what we see in John's Gospel at the very beginning is this in verse 1 of chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so here John identifies Yeshua as being the Word of God and the Creator of heaven and earth. And so Yeshua is that sign that the Creator gives in the beginning to His people and for His people. There are other verses in the Scripture that we see this sign, Aleph Tav. And one of those we find in the Exodus account. In fact, on the night that Israel was eating the Passover, God told them that they were to take a male lamb of the first year without spot or blemish, they were to slaughter it, and then they were to take that blood and put it upon the doorposts and lintels of their home, and because the blood was going to serve as a sign. In fact, let me read to you in chapter 12, verse 13. The blood shall be a sign, and that word there is ot. It shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. And so the word sign here, once again, is the word ot. Now, typically, that would be spelled Aleph, Vav, Tav. But here, interestingly, it's spelled Aleph, Tav, pronounced ot, but spelled identically to what we see in the very first verse of Scripture, that which is to serve as a sign of something, that is to that which serves as a marker, and that the rabbis believe is indicative of the Word of God. And so, if I may, when the Creator sees the blood, it's emblematic of the Word of God, the Word of God being upon their homes and upon their houses to be a sign between Him and between His people. So the Word of God, in other words, is equivalent to the blood of a spotless lamb, and it's the sign between God and His people. Now, I want to look back at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 again, and we want to look at the next occurrence of the word Aleph Tav or Et. Again, it says, Breshit bara Elohim Et, there again, Aleph Tav, Hashemayim ve'et ha'aretz. So the second time the word Et or Aleph Tav appears, notice that it's pronounced ve'et, and that's spelled Vav Aleph Tav. In reality, this is two words. The two words are ve, which is the vav, which is translated and, serving as a conjunction, and then the word, of course, aleph tav, or et. So ve et, and then the aleph tav. As I said, the word ve, or the letter vav here, is the conjunction and a conjunction, of course, is something grammatically that is to join two parts of a sentence together. And the same is true in Hebrew. But we're going to see that not only does the Vav serve as a conjunction grammatically, but the Vav is indicative of something that's going to join two things together in a very spiritual way. In the verse, the Vav is joining Hashemayim, the heavens, and the earth, Ha'aretz. And spiritually speaking, I believe it's doing the same thing. Yet the ve, or the vav here, is connected to or joined to the word aleph tav or et. So again, aleph tav grammatically serves as a sign of the direct object. The first time we see it, it's pointing to Hashemayim, the heavens. Here, it's pointing to Haaretz, the earth. But what we want to understand then, in the spiritual sense, if the aleph tav is the word of God, and the first time we see it, it's standing alone, that is, on the other side of the word Hashemayim, the heavens. When it comes between the earth and the heavens, it joins itself to the letter Vav. which is very interesting because the letter Vav is the sixth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And six in Scripture is the number that is associated with man or mankind. So here's what we're getting at. If Aleph Tav is the word of God, and the first time it appears on the other side of the word the heavens, it stands alone. It's just the word of God. But when it's between Hashemayim, the heavens, and the earth, Haaretz, to join them together, it connects itself to the letter Vav that is numerically emblematic of man. And what I see in that is this. It is hinting to us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that the word, the Aleph Tav, became flesh and dwelt among us. In fact, let me read what John says in chapter 1, verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So this word et, Aleph Tav, once again, it's a sign, it's a marker, it's a distinguishing mark, and it's intended to call our attention to it. It's going to be pointing at something. It's indicative of the Word of God, and it is the Word of God that created the heavens and the earth. And so for Messiah, Yeshua, to identify himself as the Aleph and Tav, he's identifying himself as the Word of God, and it is the Word of God that created the heavens and the earth. But it's also the Word of God that was on the doorposts and lintels of the homes of his people when he was going through the land of Egypt to strike down the firstborn. Because God said it will be a sign, an ot, or Aleph Tav, upon the doorpost between me and between my people. And when I see that upon your homes, upon your hearts, let me put it that way, then I will pass over you, and he will not allow the destroyer to enter in. And so the psalmist says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In the very beginning, we are told, maybe not in such a way that it just jumps out at everybody, but in the very beginning, we are told that it is the word of God that created everything. But it's also the word of God that became flesh. And why? To reconcile God with man and man back to his God. To reconcile the one who resides in Hashemayim, in the heavens, with those who dwell upon Haaretz, the earth. The Word became flesh. He dwelt among us to make the two one. There's a lot more about this word Aleph Tav, and we could be hours probably talking about just this one word, but we wanted just to kind of give you a hint at how the Aleph and Tav and everything in between, quite frankly, how it all points us back to the Messiah. The whole book is written about the Messiah, and the Creator established that concept in truth from the very beginning. So thanks for joining me today. I hope that these little nuggets have generated some interest within you to want to study your scripture more, maybe even want to learn some Hebrew. But that's going to do it for this time. Thank you for joining me. I'm Bill Cloud, and thanks for joining us on Hebrew Treasures. Till next time, shalom.
Like what you're hearing? Become a Bill Cloud Premium Partner to watch or listen to hundreds of hours of teachings and resources on demand. Go to BillCloud.com/subscribe to start watching today.